All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on? I'm Scott from Coding, and with me is
Jared
from Coding.
Still from Coding. Nice to see you. Welcome back. This is the Wheel Podcast, the Wheel Wednesday podcast. We do this every Wednesday.
Yeah, and I mean, I think this one's particularly special only from the standpoint that we get questions, whether it's in the DMs, whether it's on our live, or
so just you're saying people slide into our DMs?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they even like hound us on the street sometimes asking where our wheels are.
I don't feel this one is special. In fact, it pains me to even have this conversation. But we're going to tell you what it is. So thanks for tuning in. Today, what Jared's referring to is we're going to be talking about the question that we have gotten the most over the past few months, and that is, where are my wheels? Where are they? I bought them. I ordered them. They're not here. I want them to be here. Mm-hmm. Where are they? And so we're going to try to tackle that for you. We're going to try to get into what caused some of those delays, kind of who it affects, why, what are we doing about it? What are we trying to do to make this less painful for you? And I promise that we're going to explain it all. And the reason that you have to understand that this is not premeditated, we didn't want to do this, is because we would like to sell you wheels. It doesn't help us when they don't show up.
We would like to get you wheels that we've sold already to you.
Yeah, so we are already getting questions. Jean-Pierre, we are going to answer you. We're going to get through this whole thing. Stay tuned. We're going to go through it. Before we do that, though, I want to just quickly get to a few things. First thing is, if you haven't checked out our content from last Friday where we introduced a new show called Garage Tours featuring CoraWorks, Greg Bucel is hysterical. You need to go check it out. Throw it a like, all that good stuff. Also, we're going to be trying to do a lot more of those garage tours coming up soon.
Right. And if you know of any cool garages or think somebody should be worthy of getting a garage tour done, let us know.
Yeah. Preferably if it has a relationship to us. But if not, we'll still do it. And then also, don't forget this Friday, we're going to be putting out another piece of content like we do every Friday on our YouTube channel. If you're here, like Jean-Pierre, we know you're here. Go ahead and subscribe. Just do it. It's so much easier. We can all be friends then. And we're going to be doing some giveaways coming up soon in the next few weeks. So, I think it should be the next few weeks. First, we're going to have wheels to give them away.
Yeah.
But listen, let's get down to it. I'm trying to debate how I want to start this. Do we tell the story or do we dive right into where your wheels are?
Well, maybe we start with the fact that we have wheels.
Yes, lots of them.
They exist. They, in some cases, they're on containers already and just waiting to physically be transported to our warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
There are all sorts of different scenarios, but I think maybe we should start with the wheels are physically here, but why don't I have them yet?
Yeah. So, all right. I think we got to go back a little bit.
Okay.
I think I'm trying to think this out in my head. Like, how do we explain what's going on? First thing is, let's throw this disclaimer there. It's not Koenig. It's everyone. I don't know if you've been to the hardware store lately. What lumber's like, I don't know, like three times as much as it was this time last year? Things and costs are going up exponentially, and it's not just because we got a new president or anything like that, right? We're not political here. That wasn't a dig at anybody, so just chill. We're not going there.
Seriously.
But what happens here is when you start talking about the reason that prices are going up, a lot of it has to do with supply chain issues and the fact that the supply chain is just messed up. Now, why is the supply chain messed up? Well, I'm sure there's a lot of other domino affecting reasons.
Well, I mean, the short answer to that is that it's a supply and demand issue, right? So raw materials are, you know, sometimes they're available, sometimes they're kind of sparse. And, you know, whether or not the distributors can then get it to the retail stores mm-hmm. that can in turn get it to customers. Mm-hmm. There are all sorts of places in that chain where, right. you know, where right. things can get screwed up.
Yeah. And so Jared kind of alluded to exactly where we're going with this, which is that that supply chain and kind of how to carry it from one place to another. One of the things that has been probably the most problematic since coronavirus had rolled out and really affected the world's buying patterns, because that is something you have to understand. Like, why did we all run out of toilet paper this time last year? It's not because they couldn't make toilet paper. They made plenty of toilet paper. They couldn't get it to the stores fast enough because you people were out there hoarding it. You were buying it. Somewhere right now, there is a dude that has a whole bedroom full of Scott's tissue paper. Toilet paper just piled up from the floor to the ceiling, and he is ready for, you know, Tushy Armageddon. You know what I mean? You, like,
and you had to use that name because it's your name, obviously. Like, you couldn't have said...
All right, low shot. I get it. I was just, you know, hey, listen. So here's the thing. In that instance, what happens is the buying patterns changed greatly, and it threw the demand into a tizzy. Right? Speculation. We've seen that before with other commodities. There's no doubt that that exists. But one of the things that's really been havocing the supply chain legitimately has been this thing that happened with this global port congestion and equipment shortage. Now, that sounds really vague, and you probably have heard it on the news. Maybe you like started to hear it, but didn't really pay attention to it, and then you flip the channel. You've also probably seen articles about it. This is not a new thing. This has been happening for
a year.
But even it really has been exaggerated in the past six to eight months.
Okay.
Really bad. And so I want to talk about. Well, we're going to talk about what that is. Why it affects your wheels. Equipment shortages. Equipment shortages essentially translate that they don't have enough chassis and containers to move materials around the world. So what does that mean? It means that whether you're going from Europe, whether you're going from Asia, whether you're going from Australia, whether you're going from wherever in the globe, the US, somewhere else, there's not enough containers to load things into and put them onto ships and send them to different ports of call. That's Alex coming through with a clutch B-roll. I just saw it for the first time too. Get out Luis. Get out Luis. Luis has a lot of toilet paper.
Apparently.
So if you got the need and you can't get it at the store, Luis is your plug.
DM him for that gold.
Yeah, so let's go into this real quick. When we start talking about equipment shortages, again, we're talking about container shortages. Now, why did that occur? Well, I'm sure there's a lot of reasons, and I don't claim to be an import-export expert, but this is what I know. The United States had an unprecedented amount of stimulus injected into the economy last year because of coronavirus, right? A lot of people needed the aid. Needed the help. We're not debating it, and we're not talking about it in that sense, but it was injected into the economy.
More than once.
And people were at home. And the buying patterns, specifically for the United States, went through the roof, mm-hmm. right? The demand changed on everything because everybody was home. It totally crushed shipping lines that still haven't caught up. FedEx, UPS, LTL carriers, anybody that's trying to bring your wheels, I guarantee you they are backed up to kingdom come. And no matter how much they throw at it, no matter how many people they employ, we have overrun the system that existed. Infrastructure is wasn't ever expecting to have such a sudden change in demand or need of use.
Well, yeah. I mean, very similar to the whole work from home situation, right?
Right.
Nobody expected to have to be working from home.
Let alone the entire country all at one time, basically.
Well, yeah. And didn't initially at one point, like, Zoom crash or something because there were so many people using it?
I don't know if it was just Zoom, but I believe that happened. I also believe that there was a lot of, you know, I know that even carriers, like,
like, you know, cable providers and, you know, internet providers were just absolutely like destroyed at first because they just couldn't keep up with the amount of bandwidth they needed to produce, mm-hmm. you know? So what happened was this thing happened to the economy, and all of a sudden we went from a very slow, like it was like in the beginning, it was like, oh my God, everything's going to end. Everybody shut down for, no, but everybody shut down for a while and things went super quiet.
Yeah.
And what wasn't happening was there wasn't really a demand for anything. People were more concerned about obviously health and just getting emergency staples. So what happens? Around the world, they don't necessarily need to continuously send things. They think there's a slowdown. So what do? They start backing off. First off, you have all over the world, you have employees that got sick. Mm-hmm. You had people that had to quarantine. You had people that had to separate. You had social distancing. You had new problems that had never been faced before or had gotten so bad that they needed different solutions. That happened. So now there wasn't enough supply of workforce mm-hmm. to be able to keep things running on the same pace. So right there.
We're talking about like exponential.
Exponential. Like so ships. Like they're just like let's say 100 ships leave a country in a given day with all those containers stacked up. Now all of a sudden, maybe 10 are leaving. Think about that.
And only for a few months, right? Because once the stimulus came in, then they had to quickly ramp things back up.
Well,
right?
That's not exactly how it works. Remember, okay. If you go back for the whole coronavirus thing, it affected different parts of the world in different phases. Like, yeah, right. We all experienced it last year. But like, you know, maybe in the beginning it was Asia, and then it moved on to Europe, and then all of a sudden it spawned. You see what I'm saying? So yes. What happens, there's this yep. domino effect of different ports of call in different areas of the world that got hit with it at different times, and it just kept going. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't allow anybody to get caught up. It wasn't like a two-week shutdown and then we got back on track. It wasn't that. It was this rolling kind of thing that's even affecting us today, even on the Long Beach and L.A. ports and stuff like that. I know that they're running different cycles of workforce on the pier, bringing containers off ships. What does that mean? It means that there's not nearly enough workers doing the same type of work to unload these ships as there was previously. So right. You have a lot of these issues that just continue to stack up. Now, we could go into this stuff all day long. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so many implications. Why do you run out of boxes? Why do you run out of paint? Why do you run out of diamond cutting bits for wheels? Well, I mean, so there's so many things. This isn't about producing wheels. This is about everything it takes to produce wheels.
Well, yeah, but maybe to throw a more large-scale example and something that maybe will resonate with our 12 people that are watching a little more.
Yes, 12 people.
I mean, you know, I had to take a little notes, and like one of the things...
What did you say? Oh, seven people. Seven people.
All right. Well, so one...
Listen, you seven are the real MVPs. I don't care what anybody says about you. You're right here, you know? All right, go ahead.
No, so an article that I printed out from the 18th a few weeks ago was saying that like even brands like Honda and Toyota are really, really getting screwed with this whole port congestion thing. And I'm just looking here. Nearly a third of Honda's cargo comes through L.A.,
which is
bonkers.
Yeah. So I promise you I will recap this really quickly and really condense everything we're kind of talking about. But yeah, like I heard recently, I think it was Honda. Honda's production, which they had a shutdown. I think it was Accord production. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But they shut down for like almost like a month because of the fact that they didn't have like 3-cent microchips to be able to put into like some module that they use for the car.
Yeah, they have that somewhere.
Yeah, they have like, each car has tens of thousands of parts, and like you're talking about one thing for 3 cents that they couldn't get. That
Honda will suspend production at most of its U.S. plants for the week of March 22nd.
Yeah,
I mean it's probably
and this happened to a lot of people a lot of times. All right, so let's get into the whole thing here. This is not a Koenig's problem. This is a global problem. It doesn't matter what wheel manufacturer you order. It doesn't matter where they produce wheels. It doesn't matter where you get your wheels from. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't even have to be wheels. Mm-hmm. It's not just automotive. It's everything. Every industry of every company. I mean, every company of every industry of the entire world is backlogged because they can't get things that they need to continue to this have this seamless production like they're used to, their norm. Now, let's talk about us specifically.
Mm-hmm.
We have tens of thousands of wheels. No, well, we have a ton of wheels in stock. But we have a ton of wheels in stock, but we make a lot of part numbers, right? So maybe, you know, somebody says, oh, is this wheel in stock or is this wheel in stock or is this wheel in stock? Well, maybe we're out of those particular numbers. But better yet, we talk about this a lot on our live streams that we do. If you don't place a back order and you're always waiting for them to come into stock, what happens is a back order could build and it becomes very cumulative, meaning that in January, it might have been a, you know, 25 days and then we were roughly getting the wheels in if you placed the order.
Mm-hmm.
And then in February, it was like, okay, well, now we have a lot of people waiting in line and backordered. We delivered a bunch of wheels, but we're now...
We can't catch up.
We're now 35 days out. And then all of a sudden, people continue to backorder because the season's getting busier and they're willing to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And they start backordering. And then all of a sudden, what happens is now you're bringing wheels in, you know, all the time. You're bringing wheels in regularly and shipping wheels out and you're filling backorders, but your backorders continue to grow. You can't get caught back up. And that's what's happening in a lot of cases for us, which is a great, it's a good problem for us to have in one sense, because like we appreciate all the support and people are willing to hang in with us and wait for the product. It stinks for us in the sense that it's not about how many wheels we can produce. We have produced so many wheels, but here's what's happening right now. Off the coast of LA, about 3 miles out, there are a ton of container ships where the wheels are just sitting there.
Literally.
And
yeah.
And sometimes what happens is we'll have containers, wheels, whatever it may be, and they'll be sitting there like here for over a month, just sitting there. And so ETAs go out the window, because as much as we're told there's going to be an ETA, then we get a notice that it's been pushed. And then and then the other thing there was a shortage on was chassis. What are chassis? Those are the trucks that are able to go pick up a container and deliver them. Well, no matter where around the world we're shipping wheels to, even if it's going from, let's say, California, and one of our customers ordered a sizable amount of wheels, mm-hmm. and we ship them, and we're shipping them into the middle of the country, Wisconsin, whatever. We still got to get that thing there. If the truck can't bring it there, or if the truck's going to say, well, we used to be able to get it there in 7 days, but now because equipment shortages, because they go to hubs and different things, now it's going to take 35 days. Mm. That's crazy, right? It's very difficult to plan for that, especially when that number and delay number is constantly moving.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all over the place. A lot of times they have, you know, we have resources that allow us to know based off of lead time how long things should take. Or better yet, you know, we'll have these update metrics that will allow us to tell when wheels will be here based off of different checkpoints. So, in other words, wheels leave this point and we know it should be about this long. Then it gets to the next checkpoint and we say, oh, they're 5 days delayed. All right, we're running 5 days late. And we do our best to communicate this to our customers as we go. Then all of a sudden it gets to the next checkpoint. Well, finally, now it gets to, let's say, a port, and they're like, oh, well, you know, we can't bring this boat in for 3 weeks.
Why? There's literally no room.
There's
they're
no
room.
They're
waiting out in the water.
There's no room. There's no room. Listen, go to Home Depot, go to Walmart, go to any store that you care to, and walk in. There are going to be items that they don't have, that cost a lot more, 3-4 times as much as they did a year ago, or they have substitutes that aren't what you're usually buying.
Mm.
And that's because they just can't come up with what they usually have.
They're pivoting all over the place.
Now, I wonder, just as like a little side question slash topic, I wonder how at least the initial demand spiked with the whole stimulus thing. I wonder how that compares to, say, like Christmas? Thanksgiving or Christmas or like a Black Friday. Like, I can't imagine that it's anywhere near those numbers. Like, it's way, I feel like it's way beyond.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be. Because first off, and I'll tell you another thing that happens as a kind of subconsequence of people being home, whether they're returned to work already or they're still working from home. Everybody's buying habits changed. Mm-hmm. Like, whether you realize it right now or not, for the most part, you buy way more than you did online, even if they're staples. There are things now that, let's say, my wife and I, you know, for the kids, like, let's say for our family, how we do things, we may go, to Costco and stock up on certain things, you know, once a month or twice a month, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. We may go to the grocery store for some other things, right? We are now more often than not, because of the fact that for almost a year we were kind of forced into it, we are now doing bigger Costco runs less frequently. We're now, whether we're having our groceries delivered or we're ordering them online to go pick them up.
Yeah, yeah.
We are now buying things on Amazon, some of the things that we actually have on subscription-based, because we know we're going to get them. These are changes that we have made that we probably aren't going to break anymore. These are now our routines.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the answer is stock up on more wheels. That's what Scott's trying to say.
Well, I mean, you know, not like, listen,
bulk
but,
order.
Yeah, but let's round the bases here, right? Okay. Let's make this now squarely about us. We told you that how it affects everybody. It's a global problem. It's not just us. Great. But let's tell you about what we're trying to do. First thing is, we put an incredible amount of more wheels into production much faster than we forecasted. That's the first thing we did. So as far as wheels being produced, we have lots of them made. Plenty of them made. We are working around the clock to make sure that we have, you know, the ability to cover as many back orders as possible. We are spending more money than ever before to try to facilitate getting your product here as fast as we possibly can. We're not holding things. It gets kind of hard to explain, you know, without knowing our systems and different things. Yeah, but we are, when I promise you, we are doing everything we possibly can to get things here faster. And listen, I can tell you that is actually working, because while you may see your back order and be like, hey, you know, where is it? There are some companies that I've spoken to that literally can't get product like almost at all. Mm. And we're bringing in a lot of wheels every week.
Well,
so,
and there's one small thing that I want to add to that, because I've been spending a lot of time with the Facebook messages specifically.
Right.
You know, and this isn't to, you know, name any names or call anybody out, right. But oftentimes I think the problem is exacerbated when the dealer that they purchase from can't give them a definitive time.
I agree.
In other words, they'll come to us.
We
end up giving them somewhat of a concrete answer.
Well,
so that's
as concrete,
sort of convolute.
As concrete as we can give them,
right?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Like, there's a frustration level of spending as much money as you have and not having that definitive date of when will I have them here? I paid for them already.
Right.
Where are they?
Right? Or can you at least give me somewhat of an estimate? Oh, we have no idea when they're coming in the back order.
So we are doing our best to make sure that we have given times. We are communicating as much as we can to dealers. But you have to understand, you don't have to understand. We would like you to understand that our dealers, they don't just deal with us. they deal with a bunch of different brands and many times a bunch of different products and sometimes even way like a bunch of different industries. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They have to be able to process all these constant changes in dates that are constantly happening for all these SKUs that they sell over and over and over again and make it work for their system and then have their customer service people be able to see it. And then their customer service people have to communicate it onto you. It's just a process, I think, that's with the system's just flooded. The yeah. whole thing is just flooded.
So all odds are against, you know, getting
things on time.
Yeah. There you go. Or things, right.
Things, yeah. Getting things on time. So we are going above and beyond for there. We are our warehouse team. When I tell you our warehouse team is working so hard and they are doing everything that they can in these people, they want you to have your wheels. I'm telling you, if you want to see what real commitment looks like, if you want to feel what it means when people really understand that they want to get car people like themselves wheels mm-hmm. for their car, these guys are working and you know, and they're doing overtime and they are showing up on weekends and they are staying late and they're coming in early and they're working like crazy to be able to get your wheels out as much as we can. But I want to remind you one thing. There's a lot of times that we send out tractor trailer loads sometimes every day mm-hmm. of FedEx and different things like that. And sometimes FedEx will take trailers. UPS will take trailers. LTLs will take... They'll take the product, and it's left our building physically, mm-hmm. and it just won't get scanned in for days. Like they're out of. Sometimes they'll balk on a pickup. The problem is their system is completely overrun. Mm-hmm. They can't facilitate it. So we've had things that we've shipped, and people have been like, "I don't understand. You guys must be lying to me." We check the tracking number and we like legitimately know what date we send it out. It's all in our system for right. scans and stuff. Yeah. And if something that would usually take a four days to get to you now takes 14 or 12 or 15. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's crazy.
Well, and I think it's hard for people to really grasp when it, at least in my opinion, it yeah. feels like just before mm-hmm. this whole crisis happened, everything was moving like so quickly. Really quickly. Yeah. So I think that's really difficult for people to grasp.
It's I
like,
agree.
What do you mean? Like just a year ago,
yeah.
I could get something the same day. Like yeah. what? How is this happening?
You know, and I will be honest that I use Amazon a lot. Like I would say that dude in blue is at my house every single day. Like for some reason or another, he's there with boxes every single day. And I will say to you that I have Prime membership. I'm very happy to have my Prime membership. I'm not endorsing it for you. I'm just telling you I enjoy it. And I take advantage of it. I like to look for things that especially now, you know, like I said, I've been welding a lot and fabricating a lot. And mm-hmm. I've been going through consumables, you know, welding rod, sanding discs, flap discs, you know, all these different things, you know. And so I've been, you know, really ordering a lot of stuff and stuff that should be there in 2 days. And when Amazon, who I have to say is the best about logistics that there is right now, when Amazon Prime, that's supposed to be there in 2 days, sometimes doesn't show up for 7.
What can you do? Literally, what
you know
what
I mean? And you can message them and just like I have and be like, yo, like, and I'm right where you are. I'm like, yo, where are my flap discs? Like, yeah, I ordered these things. I have Prime. What is good Prime
Where's
good
my toilet
for?
Paper?
No, we have that. What is Prime good for if you can't get my flap discs here in 2 days? Well, guess what? Their answer is, I'm really sorry. It should have been there.
Yeah.
And then I have to go, oh, I get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like I get it. Yo, listen, we all get it that same way too. And so, you know, regardless of where products are being made, regardless of where they're coming in from, you know, we own all our own factories. We're not an importer, right? They are our factories. We have full control over production. We can produce as many wheels as we possibly, you know, can, according to our capacity. Producing wheels is not the problem. Mm-hmm. Getting them shipped around the world to you, that's the problem.
Well, so here's another question then to kind of throw out there that sort of relates to all this.
Am I going
to
know the answer?
What? You might know the answer. I don't know.
Great.
I feel like inherently when some people hear that they have to backorder wheels,
yeah,
there's like a trust issue there that I totally understand.
Right.
How can, you know, our potential customers trust,
yes,
that if they place a back order, mm-hmm, like we keep telling them to do, that it'll get there in a reasonable amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great question, first off. I think it's a great question. But I wanna do one thing before we answer that question.
Okay.
It's really important that whenever you place an order or a back order, that you look at the retailer that you're ordering from. Mm-hmm. And look at their return policy, look at their cancellation policy, because those two things are always going to be relevant, and it has nothing to do with us. We don't control a retailer's given policies. And remember, we sell to a lot of wholesalers that may then turn to another retailer. We don't necessarily have even a direct connection to some of the people that you may buy your wheels through. Now, a lot of them we do, and we do our best to vet every single person, especially the ones we're directly dealing with. But look at their cancellation policy, look at their return policy, make sure that you know, in the event I don't want to, like, I wait X long, and I decide I don't want to anymore, mm-hmm, what is there a problem if I would just call up and cancel? Are they going to charge me in full before they ship? Are they going to charge me only when they ship?
Are they going to charge a restocking fee?
Right. Do they take a deposit? Right. Are you going to charge a restocking fee on wheels that you don't have in stock? I mean, like,
come on. I feel
like
some companies do.
Well, I'm so just anyhow, saying. bottom line is, know all those things. So that's the caveat first, right? But the next piece, yeah, I mean, is like, look, every single order that comes through one of our retailers or wholesalers that comes into our system is made at the exact moment that we receive it. In many cases, it's automated in the sense that an order gets sent over from one of these retailers, it's automatically generated in our system. What does that mean for you? When we say to you, place your back order, it holds your place in line, what we are saying is we fill orders chronologically. I said that right? Chronologically? We fill them chronologically. And as they come in, that's exactly how they're going to go out. So first order in, first order out, right? We do a lot of FIFO here, man. So you place your order, you now literally in our system, you hold your place in line. It means that anybody else that places your order after, you will get them before them. So. Yeah. So when we say place your back order, that's what we mean. Like, as soon as your order gets into our system, man, that's it. And what's interesting is, you know, some cases, and this is really weird. So we know that we're edging out. So a lot of our ETAs now that we're giving out to our retailers, you know, let's say they're, you know, X amount of months or days out. And we say, hey, we expect them there, because we're putting in a padding now to make sure that you know, we're not trying to disappoint people, right?
Yeah.
But we've had the things go the other way. While sometimes wheels get extremely delayed because they don't make it, there's sometimes wheels come out of sequence because they bring in different boats at different times or whatever it may be. Mm. Next thing you know, those wheels show up a month earlier than you were promised. And that's happened a lot too. So
there's no real way to gauge it.
Yeah, you know, we're doing our best. And so we want you to understand that, you know, when it comes down to these types of things, it's just really important to understand that, you know, listen, we're all people. We want to be able to get you your wheels. In fact, it's our livelihood to get you your wheels. And we take a great deal, you know, we have a great sense of urgency to get you your product. It has been the absolute most focused thing that we have worked on all year and before that, right? Even in the end of last year. It is the sole reason that we have decided to not introduce brand new wheels. Because could you imagine, in addition to having the back orders for all the products that already existed that people have been waiting for you know, months in some cases, some people order wheels and you'll have them the next day. That happens a lot. We have wheels in stock. We have lots of wheels in stock. You may order wheels and next day, boom, there they are. And then you have other circumstances. The last thing you wanted when you're waiting for your wheels is to hear, hey, new wheel is out. Come get your new wheel. Like, yeah. It's just not what we wanted to do. We want to make sure that your back orders and everybody's wheels that they need, we're working really hard to make sure. And we consciously held wheels back. And like I said, this is the first time that since I've been here for 15 years, and it's one of the first times that I remember that, you know, that even my boss, the president of the company, remembers, you know, and he's been here for, you know, almost 30 years.
Now, does that situation change slightly at all when, say, we introduce, you know, the matte black hypergrams?
No, not really. And the reason is because the way production works is that when you queue up, like, in other words, what's happening is before they get to paint, which is the only change that's happening right there. Like,
that's why I was sort of asking rhetorically.
No, that's why, like, you've seen us release a few different I'm looking at the comments. I'll read it in a second.
Yeah, right.
But you've seen that we've released a few different finishes or optional sizes. It's because we're technically already making those wheels. The only difference is how many of them are getting painted and what colors, right? Like, so no, that doesn't affect everything. Let's see. So 66, that's really, isn't it? That's interesting. Anyhow, so Jean-Pierre, you bought your Summit, you bought your wheels from Summit, and they said they would ship them April 20th and still nothing. Well, I will say that I don't know exactly what they promised you or how they promised you. I also don't know exactly what the update is. So I'll tell you a few things. The first thing is, again, you heard this whole thing as long as you've been tuned in about how there's just it's this sliding scale. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't for some of these retailers. So I would say that there's probably a delay there that may not even have anything to do with them. Could be FedEx, could be anybody. So I would say cut them a little bit of slack, but but you certainly can contact them and they should be able to get you an updated ETA. If you have a problem with that, you could try to contact us. Sometimes when customers are shipping from their own stock or when we don't have your exact, like they don't use the same order number that you use to place their order with us. They have internal POs. Sometimes like you'll call us and be like, and we'll be like, oh, well, when did you place the order? And you're like, oh, I don't know. Let me give you my order number. That order number doesn't work for us. So sometimes we can't nail it down exactly, but we will do our best to look into it and try to give you an ETA to the best of our knowledge. And you can always message us for that. Let's see, 66, he said, I got Koenig wheels in my car. They're the best. Are the best. Appreciate it. He goes, I got them in 2 days from Amazon.
Well, look, that's likely because we had a bunch of them in stock, right?
He ordered them. We have them in stock. Like I said, there's plenty of people that are like ordering their wheels and then they're showing up. There's plenty of people. That happens to a lot of people. But there's a lot of people that we acknowledge are saying, hey, where are my wheels? Where are they? So somebody else wrote, let's see, Tyler Wortman.
Yeah.
Can't wait for my set of countergrams for the 370Z. First off, Tyler, thanks for hanging out with us. Make sure you send us pics. We love seeing those wheels, and hopefully you got the big boys. Do you recommend purchasing from your website? Do you not recommend using sites like Fitment Industries, for example, order and all? All right, Tyler, good question. Let me answer it for you. We do not sell directly to the public. So there's nothing on our website that you can order in the way of wheels. I mean, we have some hub rings that we have on the website. Sometimes we have accessories that are popular, replacement caps, screws, etc. That stuff's on our website, and it's merely there as a service to you. It's not there for us to, you know, make $1 million off of it. But no, still go through your retailers, because at this point we don't sell wheels to the public.
But on the plus side, you can go to our specs and sizing and be able to take the specific part number to help your retailer place that order.
You could.
You know what I'm saying?
You could.
You could do that, but...
I always recommend that you go to them with the specs and not the part number.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why, though. Because you grab the wrong part number, you grab the wrong last digit, you grab just one thing that's incorrect, and now it automatically... it's one of those things that's automatically...
screwed up.
Yeah. I mean, you, let them order the wheels. Tell them what car you have. Tell them, you know, what's going on, what's different about your vehicle. Yeah. Make sure that they can help you proof your fitment before they place your order. So I always recommend going with the specs and et cetera. Let's see. John Pierre. Well, first off, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, seriously.
John
Pierre. Wow.
You've been a trooper right from the beginning. I appreciate that. And I appreciate that you're tuned in. And if you're not subscribed... Yeah. Let's see. You gave me an ETA of May 20th, so I'm not super surprised that they haven't been shipped. Yeah. So that's a great example, Jean-Pierre, and I appreciate you kind of telling us that. So basically what happened is retailer gave them one date, which is probably the original date, and then we saw as we hit those checkpoints, we saw this is taking longer.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably going to have to push in for another X amount of days. And then what ends up happening is, like he said, That first date came and went. And listen, I will say, as a retailer, this time has to be extremely difficult. All the part numbers, all the orders, all the different things you sell across the board, they're constantly being revised with different... How do you process... Some of these systems weren't meant to have multiple dates piped in over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine it's very difficult for them, but I appreciate that you're hanging out with us.
Well, how about Tyler over here? Thanks, guys. I will, and I'm looking for the Hyperchrome 2.
Sick.
He's doing,
Yes,
the 19.9.5 and the 19.11.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's going to look ridiculous.
Yeah, 19.9.5 A-profile on the front of that car. Clear the Acabonos, no issue.
We need more staggered setups. So
yeah, send us pics, man. Love it.
Sweet.
As far as the 19.11s, yeah, that's going to look sick in the back. It's really going to look good. I'll tell you.
I wonder what color the car is.
Yeah, I don't know. Tyler, what color is the car?
I guess black.
Why do you say that?
Well, because the Hyperchromes, it'll really make them pop.
So, you know, you just hurt his feelings if he has a white car.
Okay.
Jared.
It's a guess.
Hashtag dream crusher over here. Anyhow, so that's kind of it. I mean, if you guys have any questions, throw them in real quick and we'll be happy to get to them. But we just wanted to address it. Like, why have an elephant in the room when we know exactly what's going on? Or know exactly that we don't know exactly what's going on?
Well, yeah. And then to sort of add to that, you know, we also want to make it clear that when we say place a back order, like, we're not just trying to dismiss our customers.
And
there's a legitimate reason why we want you to do that.
And we're also not just trying to say, oh, we'll just order some wheels from us. Like, we're telling you that. And I will tell you one other thing, and this is something you really should think about regardless of...
see? Dream crusher.
Oh, it's black?
Dream crusher.
Ah, Tyler, you could have lied and told him it was yellow or something just so that he would have been wrong. All right.
Everybody
well,
picks.
That's
on
cool.
Here.
Okay. I can't wait to see those pictures. I have a black 350, so maybe you'll help me influence a decision. Anyhow, but you know, one of the other things that I was going to say is I don't remember what I was going to say.
I was talking about how we tell people to do back orders, not as a dismissive tactic.
Yeah, and it's not a sales tactic, and you know. You know, one of the things you want to make sure you don't do is generally if they're out of stock in one location or another location, you're going to find that to be pretty consistent across the board. There are some sites that automatically say everything's in stock. Then a few days later, they contact you and say, oh, I'm sorry, they're not available till this date. Don't be the person that's jumping around all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, don't place an order here, then cancel it, then go here, then cancel it, then go here, then go cancel it, with the hope that you're going to find the one person that has them in stock. We make a lot of part numbers. A lot of companies make a lot of part numbers. The odds that you're
all of the views
have your wheels in stock when everybody else is telling you that they don't probably doesn't exist. So call us up. And actually, it was yellow, and it was respayed black. No lie. That's fantastic.
Nice.
But
so we're both right.
but
The one thing I'll say is, you know, listen, if you're calling a retailer and you're getting ready to place an order and you're not really sure, hit us up on the thing before you place the order. Hit us up on the DM. Send us a message. Say, hey, this is the part number I want. These are the wheels I want. Do you guys have them in stock? If you don't have them in stock, by the way, there's an online inventory check you can actually use to check right now. But if we don't have them in stock, when are they going to be here? When do you think they're going to be here? And then you can call a retailer and you'll kind of know before you even get yourself into that issue.
Planning ahead. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, something like that. So anyhow, that's it. I mean, I don't know what else we really can talk about to kind of give you the guys the heads up. We hope that you appreciate the transparency. We hope that it helps in some sort of way. For everybody that has placed a back order, and I know that there's a lot of people on some part numbers that we're just kind of in that back hole worm with. I can't tell you how much we appreciate, you know, the support that you have given us, because it really is one of the things that allows us to continue to do this over and over again. It's the reason, you know, our guys know how important it is to get your wheels out. It's the reason that people are putting in so much extra effort. And I know it may not feel like that to you, but I promise you we are. And look, you know, I mean, we really do. We want to get you your wheels. And not just because it's a sale for us. We want to get you your wheels because we are car people. Like, when I can't get wheels that I want for my car from us, from me, when we don't have them, it drives me nuts. And it's hard because when car season comes, you want your wheels.
Well, and to add to that, we know what it's like to put on a fresh new set of wheels on a car. Like, we all know that feeling. And
yeah,
we want you to have that feeling too, sooner rather than later.
I probably change the wheels on my car every year, most likely two.
Okay.
I still am just as pumped changing my wheels every single time as I was like almost on my first time. There's just something about that initial point where even when you get the first two on the one side of the car and you lower the car down and you go, oh, and you step back and you're looking at it and you're like, yeah. And then you go turning the wheel and you're like, yeah, oh, that looks dope. And then you're like, oh, look at that. Oh, that looks so much better.
And
like
then
that.
And then you air out on them, you know.
Some of us.
Like my free forms that should be coming in hopefully soon.
Well, Tyler, listen, man, I can't thank you enough for, first off, hanging out with us, and two, you know, all the support. And really, honestly, it really does mean a lot, because, I mean, you'll know from watching, you know, our videos, we do care a lot about, you know, every one of you. But on top of that, we really do make content for the sense of putting a lot of information out there we just didn't find before. Mm-hmm. There just wasn't a lot of wheel factual information. That wasn't a pun. But, anyway, you know. But there just wasn't a lot of factual information that was out there in a good explanation from a valued source. So that's why we started doing it. And we have a good time with it, like 78% of the time. You know, and listen, I don't know, man. It, you know, it's one of those things where we're real car people, and we hope that we're able to kind of help you make your build look better, toughen up your stance, give you a more performance-oriented feel, give you the style you need, take some weight out of the car, whatever it may be, whatever box our product's checking for you, we're happy to be part of that.
I guess the only other thing...
Thanks, Jean-Pierre. I appreciate it. I wasn't looking for everybody to do that, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Oh, here we go.
No, it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing I could potentially add to that is, we're not still hiring, are we? In order to sort of expedite the...
So, yeah, I mean, that's a good point. No, we're not. I think we're done hiring now. We just hired extra people for our warehouse, and we were on a search for a while.
Because that's one thing that'll hopefully expedite the...
Yeah, you know, we hired more people, and we were just like, look, you know, we need to get guys in here. And you know, I will tell you that... The hiring process is always a tough one, but
especially remotely.
Yeah, you to know? An extent. But I will say what's interesting is that we were able to put a few new car guys.
Oh, sick.
in our team and on our in our family, and that always feels good, because car people that are shipping wheels to car people, they get it, right? Like, that's one of the things. Like, there's nothing more that makes you want to get your wheel, you know, ship and work hard when you're in a warehouse than when you think about the fact that you know that every single box that you're shipping out the door is going to somebody else who is desperately waiting to change the look of their car. Yeah, yeah. Right?
Sweet.
Well, anyhow, that's it. We ranted for enough. We talked about enough. If you have any questions, throw them down below once this thing gets put up onto the whole, you know, YouTube channel after the live. And we'll try to swing back through and answer it. As always, we plan to do some giveaways. And as we do that in the, over the next, you know, weeks to months, please make sure you're subscribed to the channel. It's a really big thing. And not only that, but it really will benefit you, the notification bell, that whole thing, to allow you to have access to some of these giveaways that we're only going to do here on YouTube. And for those listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, et cetera, make sure you head over to Koenig Wheels USA on YouTube. Get subscribed, because we'll be doing some giveaways and some stuff there, and you may only hear about it, you know, on our YouTube channel. So that's it. We're going to be back here next week. We do this thing like every Wednesday, 3 p.m., and we go live on Instagram and Facebook at 2 p.m. Eastern right before this, you know, answer your questions, do Q&A. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you guys. Tyler and Jean-Pierre, you're the real MVPs. Yeah, just seriously. Remind me for the giveaway. Yeah, yeah. yeah, so you guys are the real MVPs. We appreciate you hanging out with us. And I don't know. That's it. Have a good week, and we will catch you back here next week. Take care.